accessing your business solar loan means you get connected to the right supplier for your business and the most feasible tailor-made solution. And that financing means 24 hours a day of uninterrupted power for your business, sourced directly from the Zambian sun. You see, there's going green. Then there's going green with Stanbic. Call 8888 for details. Stanbic is an authorized financial services provider and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
It is 18 hours time for news.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check, check. There we go.
106.7. Bonzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
We're now only 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Salido, boo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
President Hichilema attributes dismissal of livestock and fisheries peers to failure to achieve $1 billion beef export target. Health Minister declares 2025 cholera outbreak over. In global news, Tanzanian Prime Minister to step down in surprise move. For the main news at 18 hours, my name is Constance Mwezinamwinga. The details. President Hakainde Hichilema has defended his decision to replace Himba Chelo with Dr. Max Chombe as permanent secretary in the Ministry of Livestock and Fisheries, citing the failure to meet the target of $1 billion in beef exports annually. Speaking when he swore in Dr. Chombe at State House today, President Hichilema indicated that his expectations were to have the very first consignment of... I beg your pardon, I'll read that again. President Hichilema indicated that his expectations were to have the first consignment of beef exports at least ready by mid-year, which was never the case. He said his government operates on a result-oriented approach, focusing on targets that directly benefit the Zambian people rather than tolerating work without measurable outcomes. The president emphasized that his administration is urgently focused on growing Zambia's economy through policies that have already led to the appreciation of the kwacha with tangible benefits for the majority Zambians.
Work does not mean reporting to the office at 8 hours and knocking off at 17 hours. Unfortunately, this is the definition of work in our country. No, it's deliverables. What have you achieved in that working day, week, month, year? You're joining a government that is setting targets, delivery targets. We need oxen. We have a beef export agenda. And all I see is fiddling around, just going round and round and round. No decisions are made, no implementations made. You're there to make sure that we can deliver according to time. By now, we should have delivered the first consignment. We haven't. That's why I've made the change.
Meanwhile, Dr. Chombe has pledged to leverage his expertise in the livestock and fisheries sector to achieve the set targets, contributing to the country's economic growth and delivering concrete results that will help uplift Zambia's economy.
And what the president said was, we need to control the disease, so that once we are done with the disease control, we'll be able to export. From the hitch now, is in control. So we sit down with the officers who are there already and see where the bottleneck is and where we shall find them out. So that we start the beef export. And the president, we heard it for yourself that he's very keen on starting exports of beef.
Health Minister Elijah has declared the 2025 cholera outbreak over, noting that the country has not recorded any new cases for more than 5 weeks. Speaking during a press briefing in Lusaka this afternoon, Dr. Mchima said the sustained period of more than 5 weeks exceeds the internationally required threshold of 28 consecutive days with no new confirmed cholera cases reported in any district across Zambia. Dr. Mchima has, however, stressed that although the outbreak is now officially closed, vigilance must not end because the threat of cholera remains, particularly in the face of ongoing drought conditions that compromise water safety and hygiene. He says his ministry remains committed to safeguarding the health of every Zambian by intensifying efforts, repositioning essential medical supplies in high-risk districts, and enhancing community-based surveillance to ensure the earliest possible detection and treatment of acute watery diarrhea.
We are intensifying our efforts by repositioning essential medical supplies in high-risk districts and enhancing community-based surveillance to ensure the earliest possible detection and treatment of acute water diarrhea. In collaboration with line ministries and stakeholders, we continue to advocate for and support sustainable improvements in water, sanitation, hygiene, and vulnerable communities. Regular simulations exercises are also being conducted to maintain the readiness of our response teams.
In other stories, Chief Government Spokesperson Cornelius Mwitwa has clarified that government's decision to sue the family of late former President Edgar Lungu over the burial of his remains is not an act of blackmail. Addressing the media in Lusaka today, Mr. Mwitwa has stated that President Hakainde Hichilema does not wish to be remembered as a leader who broke the tradition of burying former presidents within Zambia. He expressed government's desire for an amicable resolution to the matter, noting that talks between both parties are still ongoing. Mr. Mwitwa also dismissed calls from certain political figures for President Hichilema to be impeached or resign following the delay of Bill 7, saying that no laws have been violated.
President Hakainde Hichilema does not want to be the one to go into history that he is the one who let this established practice and tradition of burying former president in one area, that he allowed that tradition to go away. Fragmentation of our nationally shared heritage and memory of the leadership of those who have ruled this country at that highest level. That is the reason why this that is playing out in South Africa. It has nothing to do with blackmail.
Meanwhile, Mr. Mwitwa has shared key cabinet resolutions, including the decision to deploy security personnel to areas affected by illegal mining activities and the approved introduction of a teaching profession bill, which will, among other things, establish a licensure examination for educators.
Another bill approved by cabinet for publication and introduction in parliament during the current sitting is the Teaching Profession Bill 2025. The objects of this bill are to continue the existence of the Teaching Council of Zambia and redefine its functions, reconstitute the Board of Teaching Council of Zambia and redefine its function, regulate teachers, their practice and professional conduct, and provide for the administration of licensure examinations. Currently, the Teaching Profession Act 2013 is not comprehensive in regulating the conduct and practice of the teaching profession.
Teachers at Nkwazi Primary School this morning staged a protest due to ongoing delays in salary payments and concerns over low wages. A visit by Phoenix News at the school found a tense scene, with teachers gathered on the premises, beating drums and chanting protest songs. Some teachers also displayed posters on the school fence demanding a 20% salary increase before they would resume their duties. Several teachers expressed frustration, stating that school management has ignored their repeated appeals for better pay and improvements in working conditions. The protesting teachers have vowed that they will not return to class until their demands for a salary hike are addressed.
Yes, Very bad, because even the programming of our day has been disturbed. Now imagine for those parents that have traveled thinking they will only come back picking up their kids at 12.